Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bags, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl!
White hot tails going straight in jagged ways. Raucous thunderclap resounding through the space. Take no prisoners with a message from the mage.
So did you want to camp?
Yeah, we're camping.
Well, this
we
area
need to kill
is
our leader.
Fortunately for you, the dice have rolled that this area is a safe haven.
Good.
Nice. You can camp and relax here on the couches.
Let's say we have couches.
Beat some drums to get your spirits.
No, we're not doing that.
However, also because of the way that the dice rolled, you have those of you who survive do get some experience. You each get one for going into the room and another six for defeating this mass of skeletons.
So do we add seven or add six?
Add seven total to
Dang.
Your list.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Oh no.
I'm at 18, guys. Nice. Two more and I can like level up and shit and learn some better than like light and resist cold.
Yeah. I think you
light and wear
spell.
A coat.
Nice.
Is anybody at 20?
Drog. No.
Sorry.
No. Okay. We're very close. Some of us are very close. I think.
But there are some loot here to keep track of. First off, the room is full of all of this strange antiquated stuff, some of which, as you look upon it, is encrusted with gems and rubies and other types of shinies. But the drums themselves are exquisite. They are made of animal hides and pearl and bits of ivory. They have exquisite craftsmanship.
There's
anybody who's into music?
12.
12 of them.
They wanted us to play drums with them, and we said, what do you take us for?
And then you tried to creep past, and then you all got attacked, and Trippy died because of your failure to be groovy.
To just
no,
be cool,
Trippy
man.
Died because of me. Let's be clear.
I was pretty close to death already.
So anyway, as you're camping again, it takes six turns of light. So just mark off a torch off your inventory if you already have one counted. Each of you is going to need to keep track of a ration that you have to burn off so that you can eat. If you are a cleric, you can choose to get back a spell that you've cast. So I'm assuming you're going to get you back your whole
It's like thing. My only spell, man. I need it back.
You are in a lair of the undead. Yes. Is the most useful thing
yes,
you
and it's
ever
a spell
do.
Against the undead, devils, demons, etc. Yeah. So like, yes.
Well, yeah. I believe that you're going to get 3 hit points back over here,
yeah.
Delphine.
Good. And I would like to also rest and get another 3 hit points.
And I'll keep watch.
Okay, that's going to cost you another ration.
I would like to rest this time, too, because I need it back. So how does it work? It's half of what we lost?
Essentially, so for free, for free, the way it works is that a person who has lost hit points, such as a thief, a warrior, or a halfling, or a barbarian, or whatever, will get back half of whatever they've lost. Then you can choose, but you always have to, everybody has to spend a ration in order to do any of that.
Oh, right, I got to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Then each of you gets a second option, and for the second option, you can choose to rest again. For your second option, you can choose to rest, and you'll get back half of your lost hit points. So did you take any damage?
Yeah, I took 2 damage.
All right, you'll get back one.
But I'm very low is the thing. So.
You'll get back 1 hit point,
okay,
but it will cost you an extra ration to do so.
Okay.
So you can heal
I know
all the
only
way
have
up, but it will cost you 2 rations.
Hit.
Correct.
I don't get the plus one here.
Your con is now dropped to 9, and it does not give you a bonus.
Oh, sad.
Okay. I'm really low on food, guys.
What? I don't get no bonus now?
No.
Do we get food from
I need
Trippy?
Some food.
We really need food.
I believe that Trippy had 3 rations, so that's what you'll get from it.
Because I think Mauin needs to eat.
Yeah. So I'm down to two then, because I don't, I'm just going to take the free heal, not the extra.
You still do have to spend a ration just to camp in the first place.
Yeah. So okay. I'm from three down to two.
Okay, and I'm down to two as well. Do y'all want to know what you got from Trippy?
I have.
Yes, just, I mean, I've got, some, yeah.
Zero rations left. Okay. After this.
One vol antitoxin, a backpack, a bedroll, a tiny bell, a 2-pound bag of caltrops, lantern. I think I used the oil already. Three rations, large sack, a satchel, sealing wax, a spyglass, and a set of thieves' tools.
Nice.
Oh, no, that
nice.
Sealing wax is, that sealing wax is gone.
Oh, it's
yeah.
gone.
Oh, yeah. We used it to build our wall.
Yeah, you marked that shit off.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Did we use all of our sealing wax, though? Like, how much? Because we all had it.
I didn't. Pretty much anyone who had sealing wax would have committed it to the effort.
All right. It's all gone. All right. It's gone.
I'm trying to... my sewing kit? Is my sewing kit toast?
No.
No, but your Snoopy fishing pole is.
Yeah, is my fishing pole gone or just the line?
The pole is still there, but you are out of fishing line.
Okay.
There's no way you're getting that line back from that burning pile of skeletons.
Or the that writhing burning pile of.
So now anyway, I just have a telescope.
While you were camping, and I believe, Mauin, you said you were going to stand watch?
Yes.
Good job. You're not scouting ahead, so you're not going to be able to get any insight into what's coming, but you're at least able to prevent a random encounter from possibly happening while you camp. While you were standing watch, you hear a... it gets louder. And then from the flue in the ceiling, falls. What happened? How does this happen?
So I actually somewhat artfully fall through the ceiling and land.
Artful very fall much, through the ceiling.
Very
yes.
much like a sort of, what's that? God, what's that fucking movie with the fucking vampires and the lycanthropes and the underworld? Very Kate Beckinsale and underworld kind of entrance. And
so
this,
you look pouty.
I am a very good looking, but antiquated, elven exemplar.
Male or female? Or male. Elf?
Elf.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have
sometimes
two elves
you never can tell.
Two male elves. All right.
I
speak
you know,
friend and elvish.
We call them Melves.
Melves.
Melv. Oh, God.
Got a couple of
Only
Melves.
My mother can call me Melvin.
What a Melf.
Very sort of evil looking. I'm a bounty hunter by trade. You can tell by the look about me.
Ow, ow.
I come through the ceiling and I say, hello.
It looks like this elf has a high hit die.
I am Drago the Vengeful.
That's going to kill your voice.
Yeah.
May I join you?
How do you know this person already? Was this the elf that was creeping on all of y'all while you were shopping at Hot Topic earlier?
No, I felt like this is like totally somebody who's been like stalking like my Zanga page.
Like, Shut up!
I don't even know what that is.
What the fuck is a Zanga page?
God, what's a Zanga page?
It was like a bastard live journal. Oh. It was just for teens.
Live journal didn't exist in 97.
I've seen you in psych class.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I have a thing for like deep voices. It's cool. You can join her. Crew. Yeah, we just lost a crew
cute.
Member, so I feel like it's fitting. But you have to take the She-Wolf pledge.
I can do that. My name is Drago, but you can call me Dr. Og.
Dr. Og. I like that. That has like a nice ring to it, but yeah,
Dr.
you have
Og.
To. We are the wolves.
You're putting a dot? Yes.
Zeramond.
Doctor,
well, doctor, you need to take the pledge.
Yeah,
I will take the pledge. Anything for you?
Okay. Oh, well, dear. First you have to pledge allegiance to me, the She-Wolf.
I pledge allegiance to the She-Wolf.
Great. And now you need to also get on your knees and make an offering to Firuza Balk, our leader and goddess.
I will give her the most amazing head of her life.
Oh, wow. Oh. She is impressed.
Yes. Yeah.
As are we.
Yes. A few moments later.
Just one word.
All right, Dr. Ogg, you are
officially... Am I a bounty hunter or am I a booty hunter?
You are officially our newest pack member of the wolves.
You come back covered in blood.
Oh, God.
Wow. Firuza. She has anointed you with her goddess blessings.
It tastes like wannabe vampire.
I also tastes like Kara syrup and red food coloring.
Why we're camping here, I'm going to take some time to like wipe this blood off me. I'm just saying, we need to stop leaving some tracks.
Totally.
Like, it looks like we died in this room. We need to leave it like that.
I'm not trying to get the blood off. I just feel like it's dried by this point.
I have a quart of wine.
Are we still leaving blood footprints past us? Is it dried blood now?
By this point, it's pretty dried, but you're still covered in
it's been
like
a day.
Cakey, disgusting dried blood, and you smell terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to wipe this blood off me while we're camping. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any pot pies?
Sorry?
Pot pies.
I really heart attack.
I really like pot pies.
How about bad biscuits? Is that good?
That could work.
That's okay. A boy band in 1987. Bad biscuits.
Their first album was called Pot Pies.
Yeah, I can't do that voice this whole time. It's going to suck.
Okay, good.
Yeah. That'll be really hard.
Yeah, it's too Batman.
What do you do now that your camp is concluded and you have inducted your newest member of the They Wolves of Zaramund?
Oh, we're all like ready to go and shit. Well, we didn't try the doors that I remember.
We didn't get there.
Yeah. We inherited some thieving tools.
I already have a set of thieving tools as well. So we're good. Sweet. Yeah.
So you said before the skeletons attacked us and we lost Trippy.
I also want to pick up that spyglass.
Ooh.
Trippy. Spyglass?
I do have a spyglass. I have a spyglass. Trippy had a spyglass.
Trippy had a spyglass.
Does it like?
Can I have
really
that list of those things?
Pass it down. There we go.
All right. I'm going to cross off some things here.
Okay. Because I thought that you're crossing off because you're adding to your list or
what? Yeah. I'm going to get the thieves' tools and the spyglass.
Okay.
Then
do you want to distribute? We can distribute.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Who wants a tiny bell?
I would love a tiny bell.
Great. Tiny bell to Mowen. We have a bedroll.
I'll do a bedroll.
Picturing Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Bedroll
really
is going to Iron Labia.
Yes, thank you.
A backpack. I already got a backpack. Anyone need
a
backpack?
So many bags.
You got a backpack?
Yeah, I don't feel like
you never have too many bags.
Hey, Dr. Ogg, do you want a backpack?
Yes.
Okay, great. One vial of antitoxin.
Ooh, can I do that?
Sure, go for it. With your healing powers, you might get somewhere with that. Caltrops.
I want caltrops.
Oh, now I have two backpacks. I have one on the front and one on the back.
Great. Sure. A lantern. We're definitely taking that. I will take the lantern.
I'm doing light, so
okay, great.
I'll
take the lantern.
Okay.
The ration's already gone. We also have a large sack. I think we might leave large sack. And we also have a satchel. I think we got a lot of purses on us.
I mean, fine. I'll take another
good for carrying
sack.
Loose.
Okay. Okay. Good. And you got
another sack.
Yeah. And we do have 12 drums to somehow get back.
And
to,
I'm carrying a chest with me.
Currently,
for some reason.
The most expensive, like the best loot that you found has been big stuff. Like that quartz statue.
Yeah.
You could probably take that back and again sell it for, I think, 1,000 or up to 1,500.
Take it to a local pawn shop.
Yeah. You got
to
reattach that finger, though. But with the drums themselves, they are exquisite. They are very finely crafted drums.
Well, fuck it. I'll take a drum. Hope it isn't cursed.
I dismantle a drum and take the shit from it.
Yeah. Let's take out like the mother of pearl from the drums.
No, I'm gonna take one full drum and I gotta just put it in one of my sacks. I got enough of them. A full drum.
Okay, that's it. We have one satchel left. I will take another satchel. Because I just want to have something to remember Trippy by. Like,
you could take his face.
I know. Right now his body is still laying there.
Can you add me to that?
The Firuza Balk monument. Can you add my body to the front?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
like, for sure.
Oh, yeah. But we went a ways. We're not going back.
We're not going back. But if we pick up, if we come back this way, we can drop him off at the.
Drop me off.
Yeah.
Do you at least put him in a chair?
Yeah.
Like one of those nice cushions.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the nicest couches without holes in it.
And we leave a drum for you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that is very sweet.
Someone will definitely come along and animate you at some point.
Bookmark that for a future session. Okay. Reanimated corpse of Trippy McCork.
We need to fill in Dr. Og about what's happening here. So we're on a mission to regain some of my personal items. But we have also have a team member who is lost in the walls, and we are sort of looking for them, you know?
His name's Dom, and he's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
They are great, actually. They pronouns.
I forgot about that.
All right. So they are lost in the walls. We're trying to find my stuff, which is in probably the Black Lair vampire's bedroom, but not for sure.
Okay.
You filled in?
I'm in.
You on board?
I'm all in.
All right.
What do you know of Firuza Balk? Because we worship her.
Well, he knows a lot because
I know her biblically.
Ate her out.
Oh, that's true.
You know, like once you do that, like Firuza gives you power.
Yeah.
Like you, that's how you get the goddess power. And
which element are you aligned with?
She has bequeathed me with her power.
Bequeathed, yes.
Whoa. Bequeathed. You got really personal with her. Oh,
we have all done this, by the way, to like follow.
Okay. Seraphina's like, this is the best job ever. Is that a thwomp?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you have a thwomp pin.
Isn't it cute?
That's awesome.
John got it for me.
I'm jealous.
As well as the Luigi, my brother and my brother and me pin is I bought.
Nice.
What's a thwomp?
Thwomp's a Nintendo thing.
You know, from Mario.
Thwompy. Oh.
It's just a big spiky ball that drops from the ceiling. Oh, and tries to crush you.
Okay, yeah. In the dungeon.
Yeah.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
Okay, so we're moving forward. We need to try the door.
Yeah. Did you still want to do the south door?
So there's a south door.
What do you guys think? I'm feeling south, but like, I'm with all this like bad energy and by the skeleton door, I could also like, you know.
I'm deferring to you because you've been through this dungeon before. Right.
I'm still thinking south. Just the energy on the south door is just awful now.
Yeah. I mean, the whole energy is wrong. Bless it. Trippy, you know.
Yeah.
I'll bless it.
Yeah, we'll bless the door.
All right. Well, the south door is currently closed. However, it is now blessed with Firuza Balk's energy, whatever that means.
It may come into play later, guys.
So the door is wide shut.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I have lockpicking abilities.
It is a large set of double doors. All of the doors leading out of this area, except for the doorway that you came through, which was open. Are these large, wide double doors? They are painted with an image of the vampire count. This guy loves pictures of himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently. We can't look in the mirror, you know? Like, that's why.
Bless this door with labia power? Because one of
you
my
just
skills.
Did.
We just did.
Well, okay, so one of my skills is lip reading.
Oh.
Can I use that?
Oh, God.
This hurts.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. I don't understand. What's the problem?
Anyway.
I don't understand.
There's no one speaking.
Okay.
The door is now blessed, but it is still closed. Does anybody wish to do anything to or with or around or in the vicinity of the
door? I have a crowbar.
You have a crowbar.
Did anyone try the handle?
No one has tried the door yet.
Let's
try the handle first.
The door is not locked.
Oh, just
wonderful.
Kick her open.
It's the power of Firuza.
Yes, exactly. We blessed it open. Let's open it.
You open the door.
Yep.
Nothing happens. Do you move forward?
What do we see?
Okay, so I'm thinking about the order, and since Dr. Og has come into our situation, I'm wondering if you would like to lead.
You're the healthiest at the moment.
You're the healthiest and the strongest.
And also the handsomest.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I will gladly go up front.
Great.
Y'all like the view back there?
You will need some makeup before you proceed.
Oh, please. Yes. Please do me up.
Great.
Firuza Balk will be proud.
All right. So, April, I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your blessing, do you want it to just be a casual descriptive blessing? Or do you want to actually use your daily power of blessing and turn forth the unholy to possibly affect what's going to be in the room beyond?
I was doing a daily blessing. Yeah. I was not assuming anything beyond. I was doing a standard.
You weren't using your power.
I was not using my necklace. Okay. No.
All right.
I was just invoking.
Because there could be some benefit from that if you did.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I have a 50% chance of noticing concealed non-stonework features simply by passing near them.
Oh, wasn't that who? Two people have that.
Yeah,
that's me.
Cool. Right on.
Is that just like an elf thing?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You're both elves?
Yes.
Okay, what spells?
Melves.
Both Melves. Melves, what spells do you have?
Sleep and read magic.
Sleep is one of the best spells ever.
Analyze, protection from evil, and read magic.
Excellent.
Yes.
I got light. And I resist
and the cold.
Resist the cold. You're just never chilly.
This cloak's awesome. Just so you know.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful.
I'm comfortable. I don't know what the deal is. It's fine.
It's fine.
Holy shit.
It's a 90. It's always 98.6 right. In here.
Uh-oh. Did we go somewhere bad? We're all dead.
Well, we usually.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
This is a bad one.
Bad one.
Shit. Oh, well.
Okay.
South was the wrong way.
I always have such good luck when I go down south.
With that lip reading.
Yeah,
to like my lip Alabama reading skills.
Or you are killing me.
To Mississippi? Like,
yeah. To the Gulf. You know what I'm saying?
The Guff.
The Guff. Going down to the Guff.
The Guff.
Stop giving me guff. Is that water in my ear? You're giving me guff.
Giving you guff.
You push the doors to this room out into the next room immediately beyond. Find what looks like a creepy old furniture storage area, complete with cobwebs, and again, no light except for that which you were carrying. As you move in, roll me a d20, leader.
Oh no, don't roll like me.
3.
No! Oh, not my favorite, but
great.
Roll it's a table.
Roll it again.
Yay, I love tables.
19.
Yeah.
Okay, and one more time.
20.
For those of you at home, yeah. Nathaniel just gave what I would describe as a face.
A kind of way too excited face.
Like kind of a sharp like grin.
Like, oh, you're way too happy to kill us face.
The book closes.
Nathaniel counts. And he continues. Wait, no.
He reads a card.
The commentary's great, guys.
He strokes his beard. He takes a long swig out of his canteen.
The darkness in front of you as a unit moves forward. What do you do?
Obviously, I attack the darkness.
With what?
I don't know.
I'm pulling out the mirror. I feel like that's what we did last time to try to figure out this whole, like, weirdness. So I'm pulling the mirror out to figure out what's going on.
Shadows detach from the darkness. And they are big.
No.
And they crawl forth with more than 6 limbs. Clickety, clackety, scrapety, draggety.
Spiders?
Coming forward. And throughout the entire experience, you hear...
Can we run away?
And behind you.
Did we get in?
Behind
wrong door.
You.
Wrong door.
Behind you, you turn.
Monty Hall has failed us.
Triggered by a sudden clank.
Damn it.
Clank.
The zombies again?
Your two former friends stepping forward, arms raised, pointing with accusations.
For high fives?
These are not high five hands. These are you lied hands, and they are pointing at you. They are trudging forward slowly with menace. Well, you know, you can't really see their faces, but with menace on their steel masks. This is time for initiative.
Yeah.
Yes.
What the hell is a poleaxe?
So we're going to end it there for the evening, and I would like to do a quick round of bonus XP wrap-up like we did last time, and everybody, thanks for joining us tonight. You're going to at least get one XP each
Yay.
Including your brand new character, Yay. Poppy. You will have one XP.
Dr. Ogg?
Dr. Ogg. We'll have one. And then we're going to have a vote for the most valuable player of the evening.
Mowin.
I feel like Trippy. Aww. Way Trippy. Dying for us. Like anything using from their con to last attacks and then dying at the hands of Safina.
So, yeah, everybody?
Trippy.
Okay, we're going to give one point of bonus XP to Trippy.
Who's dead.
I know, right? But we'll pass it on to the player, because it was the player who took that level of action and made awesome shit happen.
Yeah, Dr. Ogg.
So Dr. Ogg, or Draug, I think as it was spelled.
I'm loving Dr. Ogg, though.
Dr. Ogg, I'm going to go with that.
Dr. Ogg.
I really like that.
And with that, we're going to pick up next time. Any final thoughts?
You see, wanted to say the move of the day.
Yeah, I wanted to nominate Mowin for the move of the day with the telescopic fishing pole.
Why was that so awesome?
That was just a really great use, and it was really descriptive and fun. And I felt like that deserved like a Midwest round of applause.
Yes. Yay!
For that Midwest round of applause, I would give you one XP.
Yay, thank you.
What are you at?
19.
Ooh. I am so also close. At 19.
Yay.
Yes.
Now if we can survive to the next level.
Seriously. Then we're going to run. So we're going to survive.
Do it.
Yeah. Your plan is to run, huh? Well, we'll see how that succeeds next time.
Next time.
Hammer crawl.
Ow! Ow!
That concludes this episode of the Wolves of Zaramundus Saga on Hammercrawl. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for many more adventures to come. In the meantime, look up 1990s actress Firuza Balk on the internet. Find her on Twitter and tell her that you think she's the best Hammercrawl goddess ever. Just don't let Gary Gluten or Big Bird find out, because they might get a little jealous. And as usual, if you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Send us your feedback at breakfastpuppies.com or leave us a review on iTunes. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher or check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. Check out the official game rules of the Growing World Bible on GitHub. The opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Yes, that Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the absolutely amazing dungeon synth artist, Erang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. Your Hammercrawl lesson of the day is never roll a natural one on your healing check.